Just because it's called higher education doesn't mean high tuition costs have to be the norm. At Strayer University, we have the radical opinion that education should be affordable. With our graduation fund, you can earn up to 25% off your bachelor's degree tuition, making it all the more possible to succeed in today's world. Welcome to the future of education. Strayer University. Out with the old school. Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEV.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Say Metro by T-Mobile. Got the best deal in wireless, and it's all for you, all for me. Just switch quickly, because Metro has two lines for $80 and two Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones for free, plus Amazon Prime included. That's the way wireless should be, only at Metro.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Hero Heads podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Ryan.
So today we're talking about none other than Darkwing Duck, which we didn't really know who was doing what.
Right.
Before, but now we know you're doing Darkwing Duck.
I'm doing Darkwing Duck.
We still get to do the gadget
and
stuff.
And we get to do gadget. Because that's important.
That is important.
Yeah.
It's very important. So Darkwing Duck tells the tale of... What was his name? Drake Mallard. Kind of the shadow, mm-hmm. You know, kind of nod with Kent Allard or whatever. So, and then we had his sidekick, which was Launchpad McQuack, better known from his character in Tailspin, which makes this an official spinoff of...
Tailspin.
Not Tailspin, DuckTales.
I was going to say, Tailspin... With
DuckTales.
Baloo
and Launchpad. There's
who was the
Baloo
pilot?
Baloo flies and Launchpad flies. And I
Launchpad's like at the bait, like all right, you've got a clear landing. Now make sure your flaps are down. And
So I watched the first episode, right?
Yeah.
On the YouTubes.
On the YouTubes.
And I guess I forgot what it was like, really. You know what I mean? That's kind of what happens. Like I watched... the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I was like,
Really? I can still watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and still get a kick out of it. But this, Darkwing...
I could, but I just kind of forgot his voice, his personality.
Yeah, he's the guy who did Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
That's the voice of Darkwing Duck.
But he's, you know, he's a very egotistical hero, and I guess I didn't remember that as a kid. Just kind of the way he showboats.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, not necessarily great at it. Like, great at it, the crime fighting.
Well, he's not, I was going to say, he's great at showboating. He's not great at the actual follow through.
Right.
The bit that I was just watching before we got started was him throwing antiques at Rubber Man as they just bounced off of him, and he continued to just throw. It was very Looney Tunes-esque. Just like, why do you keep throwing them if they're bouncing off?
So, I mean, you know, I watched it, and, like, it was him, like, becoming Darkwing Duck. I think it was Dawn of Darkwing or something.
Dawn of Darkwing.
And originally, the show was called 00 Duck. That was kind of what they were going to make. And
more of a spy.
Yeah.
Esque.
And they kind of went with, you know, like, things popular at the time, like Batman the Animated Series and things like that made them decide to go dark. Literally, Darkwing. But, I mean, it, you know, it's obviously a Shadow Batman spoof.
Yes.
Which was done very well. I remember, I think it came on after, right after DuckTales, right? It was DuckTales, Rescue Rangers, then Darkwing Duck.
Then Darkwing Duck, yeah.
And then it changed at the end. Yeah, it changed at the end. It was either Gummy Bears, but when Gummy Bears went off the air, it was replaced with Gargoyles.
I also remember Gummy Bears.
Good song.
Yeah, great one.
But by far, out of all the music, I don't know, that's a hard one. Darkwing Ducks is good.
It's good. Is it the best? I know we're going to talk about Chippendale Rescue Rangers later on, but, like, I like Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
As far as a song.
Song goes, yeah.
Because Gargoyles is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, Gargoyles is...
Like, it's up there with X-Men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And X-Men is amazing. Turtles is great, too.
Yeah.
And Power Rangers was awesome.
But if I had to, you know, like, the three that we've talked about so far, so we had DuckTales and we got Chippendale coming up, Chippendale wins for the opening. Yeah. But we'll talk about that more on, of course.
Darkwing Duck, though, had the appeal of the tagline, I guess you could say. Like, Darkwing's tagline, which is incorporated into the theme song, which was really cool when they're like, Darkwing Duck, let's get dangerous. Yeah. It's like, that's not a...
Are you sure it's Pooh and not Tigger?
I think it might be the same.
Oh, they're the same.
It's probably the same person. Let's see. Let's look it up.
Pooh and Tigger.
I'm pretty sure. And then Goslin is...
Chucky.
She's Chucky from
Rugrats,
yeah. And she's also Oblina from All Real Monsters.
Yeah, yeah. She does a lot of different characters, but they all, no offense, sound very similar.
Let's see. Darkwing Duck is voiced by Jim Cummings.
Who does everybody.
And Jim Cummings does everybody, I think. Known for The Lion King, interestingly enough. Let's see. So
his filmography will be bigger than your phone can
448.
Take.
448.
Yeah, because he does games as well.
Yeah, it does games and kids shows. I just want to see if I'm right on the Winnie the Pooh here. So I need to go way, way back.
Hmm. The original Winnie the Pooh you're talking.
Like The Real Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, he's the voice of Winnie the Pooh. Look at it.
Wow.
Look at Winnie the Pooh. Friendship. Pooh Wishes. That has a silver... That's a glitch on IMDb's part. Winnie the Pooh Friendship Pooh Wishes has a picture of Sylvester and Tweety next to it, interestingly enough. But yeah, he's Winnie the Pooh. And Tigger.
He is Tigger.
And
okay.
He's Tigger.
Okay. Because yes. Darkwing sounds more Tiggerish. That's why I thought I'd ask.
They did a bit, I saw it on, I don't remember what, maybe it was just Facebook or something like that, but it was him reading Star Wars in Winnie the Pooh's voice.
Oh.
It was like a live reading of Star Wars, and that he was doing different voices, and so he was going in and out of different voices, but one of them was him doing Winnie the Pooh like Star Wars. It was pretty
nice.
It was pretty funny.
I made you watch that Frozen singing video with all the voices, right?
Yes, you did. I was not
that
as,
guy did a good one.
I was not as impressed as you.
I know.
Were.
I was kind of.
You were.
I was kind of geeking out a little.
Yeah, you were like, "Oh my god, check this out!" And I was like,
But apparently, Winnie the Pooh doing Star Wars, you like?
Yeah, that was great.
So I want to talk about the Fearsome Five, which were the villains, kind of the league, you know, Legion of Supervillains kind of thing. So there was Negaduck.
Mm-hmm. He had the black mask with the yellow outfit.
And he had red, too, I thought.
Red,
right?
As well, yeah.
So Negaduck is actually his doppelganger from a different universe who goes and captures Darkwing throughout all the universes and hypnotizes them in the comic.
Very Batman.
To, yeah. Bizarro Darkwing. He hypnotizes all the Darkwings and tries to frame Darkwing Duck by making all these other Darkwing Ducks do bad.
Okay.
So, cool character. I mean, you kind of always had to have the most equivalent you can, or the exact opposite.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then we have Dr. Reginald Bushroot.
Dr. Reginald Bushroot.
Who is literally Poison Ivy.
Oh, okay.
So we have Bizarro Superman with Negaduck, and now we have Poison Ivy. Kind of a sad character, to be honest.
So is Poison Ivy.
True, but he kind of has...
Oh, sorry.
Watch.
Look at that spike. Sorry. Jeez, for our listeners.
So anyway, Bushroot kind of has a Mr. Freeze backstory. So the beginning of his, you know, kind of his intro into Darkwing Duck, he is trying to grow his wife out of plants.
Interesting strategy.
And fails.
Yeah.
So it kind of comes off like Victor Freeze with, you know, him trying to keep his wife stable.
I don't remember. Is everybody ducks in Darkwing Duck?
No.
They're just various animals.
Right.
Got it.
Now we have the Liquidator, or Bud Flood.
Bud Flood.
My favorite character.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bud Flood.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember him?
I don't. Isn't there one that's got like a socket on his head?
What's that noise?
Me scratching my leg? That one?
Yeah.
A socket on his head?
No, he's made of water.
No, isn't there one?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, is that Darkwing Duck? Or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
Huh.
And then there's Megavolt, who is literally Electro.
Does he have a socket on his head?
He does have a socket
Thank
on his
you.
Head.
Thank you.
He does, you're right.
Yeah, he wears like a yellow costume and he has like a red cap with a socket on his head. And he's like a mouse?
He's a mouse.
Yes.
And then the Bud Flub is a dog. Bud Flub or whatever. It was a Flood Bud, Bud Bud.
Bud Flood.
Bud Flood is a dog. And of course, ducks for the other. So.
Yes. Thought so.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
I'm right here. You watched them. You were like, I'm just remembering my childhood.
No, that's very good.
Steel Traffic.
I remember the origin of that character.
Oh, okay. Well, then you got me beat.
Okay. Because Megavolt actually went to high school with Darkwing Duck. And in school, he was bullied. And there was a point where he was kind of like electrocuted by some kids.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since that day, he had the ability to pretty much zap things with his finger.
I don't remember, but I just Googled Bud Flood.
The water. Click on the blue version.
Yeah, I don't remember this guy at all.
Really?
Yeah.
He was like a newscaster, and then he got into a horrible accident. They kind of made the character on Smallville with the chick from 90210.
Okay, yes.
Tori Spelling. Uh-huh. Her character turned into water. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
It was like the exact same thing. So I remember when I watched that character, I was like, they're ripping off Darkwing Duck. And then in my head, I was like, man, Darkwing took enough from them.
Yeah, they took enough from DC. We're going to take what we want.
That it's okay. I want to talk a little bit about the comic book, just because it came out in September of 2011. It takes place years after the series, which is great. He actually retired, kind of like
Dark Knight Returns.
Right. He retired, and then he realizes that he needs to go back into the fold.
Like Dark Knight Returns.
He does get his... It's not his daughter. It's his adopted daughter. Right?
Goslin, yeah. Not his biological daughter.
No. Right. So he gets Goslin...
She calls him uncle.
No, she says dad.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she does say dad. Yes.
Yeah, she totally says dad. So we get Goslin to get Launchpad's robot suit, the RoboCop knockoff. And now she's, what is it?
Gosmodo.
Gosmodo
no.
Duck? No. Gosmo Duck.
Gosmo Duck.
So she's his new sidekick.
Okay. What happened to the Launchpad?
I don't know. He's working. He's the CEO of some company that Mr. Scrooge.
I was about to say, like, the ducks in the Disney franchise, is there a relation with, like, because Huey, Dewey, and Louie are Scrooge's
grandnephews.
Grandnephews.
Donald's sister's kids.
Right. Does Darkwing have any affiliation with Scrooge McDuck?
No, his last name's Mallard.
Okay. Doesn't mean... I mean, it could be...
That's true. Donald Duck and McDuck are related.
Yeah. Because Donald Duck and Scrooge McDuck are... Donald is related to Scrooge McDuck.
Right. It's his... It's Scrooge's brother's kid. But no, like, you know, direct paternal link anywhere.
No.
Like, not even in Darkwing Duck, everybody... It's an adopted dog.
Yes.
And... Because they don't want to... Make a wife, I guess? They didn't want to have to...
Wait, like, ah, that's too much work. Like,
it's funny, because, like, when you look at the comic book, and you looked at what the show did, he comes off as... It has a little bit of a Kick-Ass feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, I mean, if we're relating Darkwing Duck to Batman, she is his Dick Grayson.
Right.
The adopted sidekick.
Yeah.
As, as you would think that... I mean, that would be what Dick Grayson would be.
So they live in St. Canard, which is like Canary, but with a D. You know, they actually are pretty public about saying that it's Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much Gotham. and the character is supposed to be reminiscent of the Shadow, the Sandman, Doc Savage, Batman... The Green Hornet, which I can see.
Yes.
And the original Flash.
I can see the Flash in the villain.
Like, I can see it in
the
his...
Dr. Zoom.
Yeah.
Like going through different realities and...
Right.
Yeah. That'd be... I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with the Sandman.
They're making it a movie.
Yeah.
You'll get familiar with it.
I guess I'll have to.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
But they... I don't know. Darkwing Duck was one of those shows... Like, I watched it, but... I'm really big on story arcs, like, even when I was little.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And cartoons in that era weren't very good about that.
They were kind of just one-offs.
Fox cartoons were. ABC cartoons weren't.
Because,
like, Fox, I mean, if you watch X-Men, like, there's... story arcs that go over entire seasons, right? And even with Batman, they're like something builds up to a movie or, you know, there's always something. But with DuckTales, they do 2-3 episode arcs and it's just kind of like, okay. But then afterward, like, none of that ever happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, Darkwing was mostly one-offs, if I remember. Yeah. There was like no arc. It was just like, hey, villain. Well, except, I guess, besides the villains carrying over.
Right.
Like, that was pretty much it.
I don't know. And I think that's why, I don't know, they're easier to rewatch because everything's all contained in the one episode.
Yes.
But,
you catch up, just watch one episode, and you're like, oh yeah, Darkwing Duck, got it.
Got it, good.
I got
check.
And we'll go ahead and just check this entire character off my my list here.
Yeah.
So. I remember watching Darkwing Duck. I remember, it was not one of my like top lineup of Saturday morning cartoons. I don't know if maybe it was on before another one that I watched, kind of thing, or something along those lines, where I was like, okay, I'll watch Darkwing Duck, or I can't. But I just know that Darkwing Duck wasn't huge on my like to-do list. It was like G.I. Joe, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Real Ghostbusters, Power Rangers. I don't know, I guess maybe I wasn't as on the Disney side when I was watching my Saturday morning cartoons, because it sounds a lot more. Movie cartoon spinoffs.
Darkwing Duck never made it to a feature, unlike DuckTales.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were kind enough to bring it back in comic book form a few years ago.
Did you ever find one?
No.
You were looking.
No, I did look.
Did you go over to Nostalgia?
Yeah, and then I also went to Half Price Books as well. No luck.
Bummer.
I got my daughter some... look and find books.
There you go. Not
$2.
A complete waste of time.
No. I mean, if anything, it was like one of these things like, well, I drove here. Might as well get something.
I guess I
$2.
Need. I guess I need something.
I don't know. I mean, they've talked about, because they're bringing back DuckTales.
New DuckTales?
Yeah.
So the new generation.
Well, it's CG. But they're bringing back DuckTales next year, early next year, and it's on the list to either bring back Darkwing or Kim Possible.
Darkwing. I never watched Kim Possible, so I guess I can't. I know there are people of a younger generation than mine that think Kim Possible is
great.
Is great. I know there was a friend of my girlfriend's. Her ringtone was the beep 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 beep, like the little Kim Possible thing.
Oh.
And we were at a party, and literally she kept getting texts or what have you, and it kept going off. And I was just like, "Hey, can you silence that? Because that's getting real old, real fast."
It's embarrassing.
It's Kim Possible, not really that interested. She had a naked mole rat. I remember that.
Yeah, that was the creepiest part to me.
Yeah, that was her trusty animal cohort.
Yeah.
Naked mole rat.
Kind of an odd choice.
Yeah.
Kind of an odd choice. So, if anything, why did you choose Darkwing Duck?
Kind of choose Darkwing Duck?
Yeah.
I can remember watching Darkwing Duck, and I can the same appeals that they've stated about, or the like, kind of their goals in Darkwing Duck. I had that same kind of appeal to it. Like, I like watching Batman the Animated Series. Like comic book characters, and then also, like I said, like, you know, just watching the little bit that I did, I was reminiscent of like old just Looney Tunes cartoons kind of thing. It was just that slapstick comedy that you get a kick out of at a young age, and so I think that's why I was able to hold my fascination and still remember it to this day kind of thing.
Right.
So that would be my appeal to Darkwing Duck. What about, was there anything in particular about it that you were like, oh, Darkwing Duck really did it for me because of blank?
Oh, it was definitely the Liquidator.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. Those were the episodes I focused on. Like, if I wouldn't be fully engaged unless that was the villain.
Huh.
I don't know why. It's weird you don't remember him.
I remember the electric guy more than...
He was really kind of annoying.
He was annoying. Maybe that's why I remember it. Maybe it's like those terrible commercials that people are like, did you see this terrible commercial that's like blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, well, they gotcha. You remembered them.
Yeah.
Like, they win.
That's true. Well, I thought that it was an excellent show, but they should have more Liquidator.
I could have just gone with more Liquidator. I don't remember him at all.
Oh, I missed one of the Fearsome Five.
Oh, yeah, we only did four. Who'd you miss? Well, we got electricity, we got plant, water, and...
The opposite.
Opposite. So, fire? Oh, fire?
No.
No?
Quackerjack.
Quackerjack.
He was pretty much the toy man.
Nah. Don't remember. Hang on, let me look this up. I'm sure if I'll see him, I'll think of him.
Did you look up Bushroot?
No, I didn't look up Bushroot. Hang on, Bushroot. Oh, I remember Bushroot. Oh, yeah, totally.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I remember him. And then Quackerjack was the other one?
Yeah, I got Quackerjack up.
You got Quackerjack up.
It's that. He looks like a jester.
I remember it. I don't remember.
You don't remember the Liquidator?
No, not at all. Like...
That is sad. Oh, look, no. It brings up...
Yeah, it's looks a like a movie. A&E show. I don't remember him at all. Whoa, there's a graphic Terminator-esque picture of the Liquidator stabbing Launchpad through the face. Now, don't remember it one bit.
Huh.
See? He's got the yellow.
That's yeah, the, yellow. He's got a red scar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Launchpad, they bring him up in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World at the very beginning. He says, what's he say? Oh, it's at the very beginning, and the girl's like getting ready to listen to them play for the first time. He goes, all right, this song is called Launchpad McQuack. And he goes, that's not the official name of the song. And then she just goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then they go from there.
So there's the guy you know with the plug.
Yes.
There's my guy.
Yeah.
The Liquidator. There's the plant guy with the...
There's Bushroot.
With the hair. And then the Toymaker guy.
I am sorry that I don't remember the Liquidator. I apologize, Ryan, because apparently he was the only reason you watched the show. What about him did you enjoy so much?
Well, he could control water.
Okay.
He could turn into water. He could
any make form water of water. Could he do like a Bobby Drake?
Could like he do
any
ice?
Form of water? Like no, ice or steam? Really.
Steam is how... Heat is how you get rid of him.
Oh, okay.
He turns to steam. See?
Like, I see him. See? There he is again. There's another picture of him.
Yeah, that was my favorite. He reminded me, you watch Fresh Prince, right?
Kind of.
Oh. Okay.
I have. I didn't watch it regularly.
So the newscaster that the one girl was engaged to,
mm-hmm.
and he dies, remember him?
No.
And he was like, and Godspeed!
I don't remember him.
That's kind of who he's based
on. I'm striking out.
That's okay. You'll do better next time.
You'll do better next time.
Yeah. I mean, and the toy guy, he had that little banana guy.
Like, oh, it was a puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little hand puppet. Yeah. I do remember that, yeah. But he had different hand puppets, I thought.
I think so.
Yeah, different, yeah. For different emotions.
Right. Well, you know, I thought we would have more for this.
I don't. I don't know what else you want to say on it.
I don't know.
The only other thing I can remember vividly of Darkwing Duck is the theme song, which I'll say was a good theme song.
Right.
When in trouble, you call DW. And that's what Launchpad called him as well.
He did.
The DW. Yeah. he had the W.
Oh, no, DW.
Yeah.
DW?
I don't see Launchpad as being a CEO of a company.
I think that's why it was funny in the comic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it was like he seems like the ditzy sidekick. Although it's like you think about, my thought would be that Launchpad was always like messing stuff up. The Darkwing then would have to like fix the... what's happening, but Darkwing messed stuff up too. It wasn't anything.
No, I think they're both bumbling, kind of a bumbling duo.
Yeah.
In the comic, they're not. He's not as bumbly.
Hmm.
Which is fine. You know what I mean? I understand you need to make him a little. If he's been doing it all this time, he retired, he should be pretty good at it by
now.
So maybe that's why. I don't know.
Read the comic?
Mm hmm.
So, when did you read the comic?
Just today.
Okay. So you had, like, looked up the comic online uh-huh. and read some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Darker or still just like a Disney?
No, same. I mean, same, I can pull up some just so you can see what...
Same concept. I don't know. Just when you were talking about it at work, I pictured...
Something more...
Something like they brought it back and they, like, adapted it in some way kind of thing.
Not really. I mean, as you can see, it's pretty much... I feel like it's drawn better because that kind of medium is a little bit easier to be more detailed and just cleaner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But with animation, especially back then, we're still flipping pages pretty much. So we need to...
Get it made and get it out the door.
Look at your electric guy.
Oh, yeah. That looks really cool, too.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about a ship.
Oh, yeah.
He had a killer ship.
Very cool ship. And I guess not necessarily ship, but it was more of like the Batwing or what have you.
What was it called? Not the Darkwing, was it?
The Darkwing Wing? The Darkwing Wing? The Duckwing, perhaps?
The Duckwing.
Is it Duckwing? Duckwing.
I think it's the Duckwing.
No, hang on. You look it up because I'm just coming
like up. Like Doctor Who reference?
Someone made... Is that from the comic? Or that's... I think that's just a picture someone drew.
No. That's real.
That is not from the comic.
Not the one I read. You never know.
Darkwing Duck's vehicle.
I believe Darkwing Duck had a game, didn't he?
Darkwing Duck.
We should have picked something we liked more.
I think so.
Yeah, there was a Darkwing Duck game on Game Boy. I had it on PC. I wonder how I did that. It was probably a Nintendo game.
I'm a little disappointed that I can't seem to find the name of his vehicle. Having kind of striking out here.
It's a Duckwing.
Is that what we've decided? It's Duckwing?
Yeah. I can look it up.
Darkwing Ship.
Secret
Origins of Darkwing Duck Wiki.
I don't see it.
Doesn't say anything about Duckwing.
I mean, they're in front of it on this.
Launchpad. That's just, it just says Launchpad McQuack.
I'm sure.
Nope. We're going to call it the Duckwing, though. And it does look very cool.
Yeah, it's purple. I mean, it looks like his mask.
Looks like a little bit of an angry
Thunder
face.
Thunder quack.
See what happens if you just Google thunder quack. Okay, never mind, yeah.
The thunder quack is Darkwing Duck's second major mode of transportation when he can't get to the rat catcher motorcycle.
Click that one. What's that look like?
It looks like a motorcycle. I think it's got like a...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got big wings on the side of it.
So the rat catcher and...
Thunder quack. Interesting.
I
would have gone with the duck wing.
Oh, there's a Disney Infinity for the rat catcher. Not even a good name.
Wow, that toy's very disappointing. Had a little sidecar where Launchpad can sit in it. Nope, Goslin's in the sidecar in this picture.
The toys, you know what's funny? I had a lot of toys.
Yep.
I had a lot of TMNT. I had a lot of Batman. I don't even know if I had...
I don't think I did. Unless I got something in like a McDonald's.
McDonald's had more Rescue Rangers stuff than they had.
Did they?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I know I have like a box of ancient McDonald's toys somewhere.
I don't think I had any. Darkwing Duck toys. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I know I didn't have any. Are you just clicking links to get... Nope, yeah, now you're just deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, there's a Stegosaurus.
Which is named... What was it?
Stegmat.
Who apparently had a gun.
I don't remember the show at all.
Yeah, it turns out we do not remember Darkwing Duck. And what was Launchpad's... What was his name?
Gizmo Duck.
And I just saw another... There was like a horror... Like a...
Hang on.
Now, what was the link you just had up?
And this up.
I know, but click, go down. Down, 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 down. Down. It was a picture. Down.
On this episode.
And right there. that one on the left. Bottom this? Left.
This?
No, bottom left.
This? That's left.
Yeah, that one. I remember them too.
Oh, yeah, I remember the bride. Because that's Gizmo Duck.
Yes.
I remember that Bride of Frankenstein duck.
Which has nothing to do with... Well, it sounds like... I guess... I don't know how many seasons Darkwing Duck was on for.
I think it was... Here, let's get the numbers. Because it did okay.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Sounds like... Looks like at the end they had kind of...
Oh, we got dinosaurs?
Yeah, we got this dinosaur that's in it. And they here's the Bride of Frankenstein duck. That'll work, I think.
3 seasons, 91 episodes.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you can buy a Darkwing Duck box set that has all of them.
Yeah.
In a single box set.
Comic came out through Boom. It was actually, what was the name of the first one? Because that's the one I read. The Duck Knight Returns, which is ironic because we referenced that. It's extremely similar to The Dark Knight Returns.
The Duck Knight Returns.
Full of puns. I mean, you know, but I think all of them were.
Yeah.
Do you remember, let's see. Appeared in... Oh, he was on Disney on Ice in 1991.
Wow.
In 2013, he was at the park. I guess you could meet him.
He was a character there.
Yeah. And then Meet and Greets in 2014...
Disney's California Adventure. Meet and greets. It's like a... What do they do with those costumes when they're done? Like, we can only do the meet and greet every year because we got to get the costume out of Hawk.
So he was in an episode of Aladdin, the cartoon.
Okay. Which I believe... Is that the look genie, and find you got?
No, the genie transformed into Darkwing Duck once in the show. That's easy. He's been on Robot Chicken. I've actually probably seen that.
Goof Troop. Quackerjack makes a cameo on Max's watch in an episode of Goof Troop. And Funny or Die had an April Fool's sketch. Trying to crowdfund a Darkwing Duck animated film.
I would love that.
Yeah. He never got one, so...
And then in the show Bonkers, he was in a dream sequence.
Okay.
I liked Bonkers.
Bonkers is a good one.
Yeah. He was a cop. It was Bonkers. A cop drama.
Yeah, totally nuts.
Totally nuts.
One of those Who Framed Roger Rabbit people working side by side with animals.
After Who Framed Roger Rabbit, because, I mean, literally it funded most of these things we're talking about, this whole little series we're doing, they wanted to keep focusing on that whole Toontown feel and make little towns and little places. So they did that with things like DuckTales and Darkwing Duck. Like, these are towns, you know, like, that have something to do with Toontown. It's like, okay, I mean, I know, but this... Bonkers was by far the most Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like if Roger Rabbit was a cop.
Makes me think of... you ever seen the movie Last Action Hero?
Yeah.
When they're going over the list of partnerships. And he's like, and blah, blah, teamed up with the animated cat, blah, blah. And he's like, and Stevens will be partnered up with the black and white reincarnation of Humphrey Bogart. And it's just like them partnering people up at the end or at the beginning of the movie. Raw tunage.
Yeah, I don't know what raw tunage was.
Now you're just getting lost in
Wikipedia. Yeah, I'm getting lost. Well, I mean, I thought we were going to talk more about St. Canard or what we thought was a duck wing, but it's actually not even near that.
No, and we
Thunder Quack.
We burned out pretty quick on it.
We did.
It's like, oh yeah, that was cool. I remember that.
Yeah, it was a good show. Next. Moving on. We needed as many duck episodes as possible.
Right.
Because for some reason, Disney, and even ducks, though everything is mouse-related in their logos
and in their
everything.
Ducks and dogs.
Mouse-related. For some reason, ducks are the majority.
Well, there's very few mice in general.
I know. Like, why is that?
Especially as a main character.
Why is there more humanoid ducks than anything?
I don't know. Well, there's humanoid dogs, too.
That's true.
That constant question of why is it that Pluto has to sleep in a dog house outside, and yet Goofy wears pants and lives inside.
Because they are both dogs.
Yes.
Let's make that perfectly clear. They're both dogs.
Both Pluto and Goofy are dogs.
They actually addressed it in the Mickey Mouse cartoon, the new show.
Okay.
Where Mickey is training Pluto for a dog show. And thanks to Goofy, Pluto was extremely injured. And he had like all these casts on. And it got to a point where Goofy got naked and...
had to participate in the dog show.
In the dog show in Pluto's place.
Huh.
Because he is a dog.
Yes.
He is a dog. But he's the dogs that, you know, like from Darkwing Duck. There aren't any pet dogs, I don't think, in Darkwing Duck, are there?
Are there no pets in... So these are
thing.
So what were like anytime there's an animal related thing though, do they not have pets at all?
Well, you know what, it's funny. I talked to Owen about this
in
the DuckTales episode actually, the one that we so some people might be hearing this from me twice. But there's an episode of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse where Donald is cuz Donald can't swim, okay? Uh-huh. And he's in like this lake in a flotation device. And all these ducks fly in and just kind of sit in the water and just start quacking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hi, guys. And I'm like, why are they not evolved?
Why can't they speak?
They can't do anything. They're literally ducks. And they had to fly them. They had to show them how to fly back.
Unless it's a differentiation of, like you were saying, like the Toontown thing. Maybe these are toons.
Toons.
So they are cartoons. So like if a... in it, like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit scenario, if Roger Rabbit was in our world, not in Toontown, and interacted with a rabbit,
right,
it would be similar. So maybe it's the idea that these are toons, but even so, like the Pluto thing is still flawed because Pluto is still a toon. Pluto is a character. He's not like a.
Maybe he's a dog.
Yeah, but he does... Pluto has his own, like, bits.
Right.
Pluto has a consciousness. It's not like the ducks that you're referring to when Donald's sitting in the thing and all the ducks are just ducks.
Right.
Pluto has, like...
he doesn't talk,
though. He has reasoning powers. Or reasoning... the ability to reason.
I think a lot of
dogs do. Huh? Okay.
I don't know. That's a hard one. Because he doesn't look like a dog.
No.
But neither does Goofy.
No.
But they are dogs. I don't know. And who is Max?
Max is Goofy's son.
Yeah. Who's the mom? Is it Clarabelle?
It's Disney. They don't address moms. Is it Clarabelle? Who's Clarabelle?
Clarabelle Cow.
I don't know.
They kiss in The Three Musketeers.
Oh.
Goofy and Clarabelle.
I don't know. But Three Musketeers has a date range to it, too. Are we insinuating that Goofy went on that actual adventure?
No, because, I mean, it's casted Goofy as, but maybe he hooked up with her on set.
Oh, I see where you're going.
And then she drops off this dog cow baby.
Yeah, and then moves on. And just...
Does Max have an udder? He's a boy, though.
Yeah,
Max. Does he have horns?
I don't know.
That's what we got to figure out.
That's the real question.
Well, maybe if I can get Brocho back, we will talk about... I don't know if he's coming back. We'll see. So.
If he's ever coming back?
Well, you know. He's dramatic.
Is that a... Like, what... Did something happen?
He walked out on the middle of a show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Apparently, I made him upset.
I saw you post something saying, why did Brocho walk out? But then I, like, skipped ahead in the podcast, and I heard Brocho talking about walking out of a theater in Halloween or wanting to walk out. And I was like, I think that he just meant in the theater.
No.
I didn't listen to the podcast.
You should.
I guess I'm going to now. You guys got into a fight and...
I thought I was being pretty normal.
Oh.
But apparently my normal's hard for people to swallow.
I guess.
So he's like, that's it. And then he just walked out.
And have you spoken to him since?
I've tried.
Oh. Interesting.
We'll get him. We'll get him back.
You made Brocho storm out.
Yeah.
Wow.
It happens.
Yeah, we need a little drama.
But it happens.
Something to spice up the show.
I'm sure he'll call me. Another Quaalude. He'll call me in the morning.
That's funny. I'll have to listen to that. Maybe I'll listen to that on the drive home.
Yeah, just listen to the last 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes.
How long was the episode? Did you make it almost?
It was almost an hour. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you made it through most of it before you.
Yeah, apparently. But I was just apparently just like boom, 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 boom the whole time. I didn't even, you know, notice.
I'm going to have to listen to it.
I was just being myself.
I don't think I'd storm out on you. I don't think you've ever pushed me to a storming.
Yeah, but there's people I like to push more than others.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
People get reactions better.
Yeah.
You push me, I'd probably be like, you're probably right. If you feel so passionately about it, I'll just side with you.
All right, well, Darkwing Duck is an excellent show. Pretty good production value, actually, for the time. It wasn't as high as DuckTales.
Yeah.
But it had a bigger budget than DuckTales. So, whatever. I think it was great. It was a good idea for them to... Because
at that point...
I mean, we didn't have superheroes, really, through Disney. So it was good to have that.
Now we got nothing but...
We're overflowing.
Now Disney's just shoving them down our throats.
They're going to make an Ant-Man. They made the Ant-Man movie, but they can't make a Darkwing Duck movie.
Nah, they don't have time.
Yeah, whatever.
They've realized all these questions that we're asking. They're like, well, why? What if there was a duck like that just flew into the scene? What would we... How would we explain that?
Right.
How do we explain that? And who's Gosling's mother, for crying out loud?
Yeah, where did he adopt her?
This is the new Disney where they...
Yeah, where they have to give us all that.
They have to do the backstory.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to another duck episode. We will have another duck-themed episode after this one as well.
Mighty Ducks, I think you said?
Yes.
That was a good one.
And then Howard the Duck.
And then Howard the Duck. Multiple duck episodes.
Okay, all kinds of ducks. DuckTales was right before this.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love ducks.
Not mice.
Apparently not, but that's their logo. It's a mouse. I don't know.
You can't fix that, though.
No, that's stuck.
Yeah, so maybe that's they realized later, they were like, oh, shoot, should have done a duck. People love ducks.
People love ducks. A lot more than mice.
No one likes mice.
People kill mice on a daily basis.
Who kills ducks? Hunters.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for listening. Make sure to let us know what you think of Darkwing Duck on Twitter at HeroHence. I would be plugging something, but I'm done with all my Kickstarter. Woo! So I'm retiring from card games.
I shared your stuff all the time.
And I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate it. I really do. And I mean, I've got funded for the last six, so.
I mean, that was a huge win from not getting funded ever.
Six games out there in the world with my name on them.
I think you should be proud of that.
They got the book that comes with the game.
Look at that.
So, alter ego. It's my Darkwing Duck.
What?
The name.
Oh, what's the name?
It's a time traveler from the pop comics in the 40s.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm all done with that, so I don't really have anything to plug. Which is fine. You know.
It's good.
I'm tired of shoving that down people's throats.
Your shameless plugs.
Yeah. But still, you can find us on Twitter at HeroHeads.
Or Facebook.
Because that's still a thing.
HeroHeads podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
HeroHeads.
Yeah.
Podcast.
HeroHeads. Podcast.
There's some good videos on there. Is the Joker video still on there, or was it ever on there?
I don't know about Joker Blades.
Is it on your stuff?
Not on this phone.
You gotta find it.
We
can't let that die.
It's on a phone somewhere.
Okay.
What did we yelled at something at him, didn't we?
I don't remember.
I feel like we yelled something at him.
Hopefully Joker Blades will be out by the time you hear this episode.
We'll Joker see. Blades.
Joker Blades.
I know we shared
I'll make sure to pin it to the top if you can get it up.
Yeah, let me see.
And then it'll be the first thing people see, Joker Blades.
Joker Blades.
Joker Blades.
By the way, the story behind Joker Blades is that we were leaving a con, and as we're driving down the road, this kid is rollerblading at a high speed the con, dressed completely like Joker, and I barely got my phone out in time to successfully record him just cruising down, and I'm pretty sure we yelled something at him, but I can't remember if we did.
I'm pretty sure we yelled Hero Heads.
Did we yell? Did we just yell Hero Heads?
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
I know him. I'm in the car, like, talking.
Yes.
I'm like, Hero Heads.
Here he is. Here it is. No. You just go, Hero Heads. And then the puppet theater, which is...
Yeah, the puppet.
You as a triceratops attacking something. And then he's like, listen to Hero Heads. Podcast. Those were the days.
Those were good days.
Those were good days.
We had a little bit more time on our hands, I think.
We did.
We all, you know, kind of...
Grew up.
We grew up.
That's the problem. When is this releasing? Got a couple DuckTales first.
No, there's actually quite a few. I mean, you're looking at right before Thanksgiving.
I'm going to be engaged this weekend. Yeah. So that's well, now it's like when this comes out, it will
you'll
be,
already be. If she says yes.
I mean, what's she gonna say?
Let's
no.
Let's be honest.
I mean, there's still that risk, I guess. I shouldn't say for sure.
Yeah, let's calm down there.
Just growing up, yeah.
Yeah. And the other two, I don't think we have to worry about that.
No.
The growing up part, maybe, but not the engaged.
At least, they're married to their work.
They're married to their work, because that's the only thing that'll pay attention to them back. Well, good. I'm excited for you to join the club.
Yes.
Is it going to be one of those things where, like, you're engaged for 10 years?
that is not the intention, although it's going to be a big surprise. Like, she's aware that plans have been made for, like, a ring and things like that, but she is not aware that...
When
that it's... Everything's done and...
Why that time? Why the...
Why this weekend?
Yeah.
I'm going to be proposing to her at a photo shoot that we're doing.
Oh.
And she doesn't know. Actually, it was very last minute. I was just like, hey, are we doing anything on Saturday? And she said, no. And I went, okay, well, we're going to do this photo shoot to help somebody out. And she was like, okay, sure. Like, that's fine.
Is the photo shoot actually for that? Or is it for engagement photos?
No, it was
photos?
Made for
engagement
photos.
Look at you.
All this behind-the-scenes stuff was happening. Yeah. So.
See, I'm proposing on... So you're doing around the same time. Like, I proposed on Halloween.
But we were thinking we want, like, a... It's going to be quick. No, I'm not super quick.
Shotgun wedding?
No, yeah. We got to get this done before she starts.
Yeah, before she starts the show.
Is the thing. So
I know what name she doesn't want to name a kid.
Yes. You probably got. Yeah, you got some feedback on that.
Well, I wish you the best.
The
but...
differing side of the Krebs family, and that, or the soon-to-be Krebs family, is Ryan presenting his children's names, and the other Ryan, myself, going, oh, I love it.
I love it.
I love it. And Rachel, the...
Literally, verbatim, I don't like it. I was like,
I don't like... Well, that's not what Ryan said.
Well, cool. I wish you the best. I hope everything... I was like... I'm just being a dick by saying that it won't work out.
If it doesn't now, we'll look back at this podcast and laugh and
laugh.
That was
so funny.
And I'd be like, never mind about the growing up. I can record and I can do whatever. Let's go to another con.
Jokably.
My schedule just opened up.
I have a convention set up in March. I don't know if you'll already be hitched by then.
We'll see. Maybe.
You never know.
Well, she has also offered to be our, like, I don't know how to, like, so when we were at the last con, when we were at the Cincinnati con, she did a lot of, like, holding the mic while I was talking to people, because Brian and Brocho and Owen can't take the
mic.
Why
couldn't they?
I don't know. It's
because we even gave it to them and they didn't do anything after.
Yes. And I gave it to him once or twice during the event.
Oh, I know. It was 10-second audio.
And it was like, I'm looking at this thing here.
Auto-trader.
Here's what it looks like. And I don't know why they are so shy.
I don't get it.
But you've always utilized me for that feature. Like, that feature
well, no,
of myself
I mean, I purposely
well.
Gave it to you. It's not like I was like, well, I'm going to try. Owen said no. Blair said no. So I had to stay
right,
with you.
Yeah. Because you're always, like, back in the day when we used to go to cons, you would be like, okay, well, and I need you to bring people to the booth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, why can no one else bring people to the booth?
Well, I'm talking and they're...
And they're...
Doing their
work. Doing what they do. So you're getting...
I still haven't figured out what they do.
We're not sure yet. But as soon as we get it nailed down, right. Their purpose...
Still don't have it nailed down.
No.
One of them left.
Years later. Years this podcast has been going on.
How long has it been going on? 3?
3 years?
Yeah, it might be more.
I don't know. I mean, we started when we were all working together.
True. And I didn't have a child, right?
No.
And she'll be 3.
Well, then maybe 4 or 5 years.
It's not 5.
Maybe 4 years.
Okay. I'm going to guess 4. That's a long time. It's a long time. I mean, we got the 100th episode coming up.
Ooh.
The way I have it planned, the 100th episode is our... I don't know if you're going to be on it, though.
Why?
Because it's supposed to be episode 7. Like, when we come back after the theater. I don't know if you have to go.
Well, I'm not going anywhere after the theater.
Okay.
Especially because episode 7 is released... We're going to see it on our anniversary. But if everything goes according to plan, it's not going to be our anniversary anymore. I'm hoping that just cancels out any obligations
we
have.
Well, I was married on my...
Your already anniversary. Yeah. Clever.
We actually did that... We got married on a Monday. It was actually a good way for us to be like, hey... And then people are like, why are you getting married on a Monday? It's like... Well, we've been together 10 years, and we're not going to lose that date. And people are like, oh, okay, Monday it is. It's
Monday.
Like, yeah, I just saved $8,000.
Yeah. No open bar. Everyone's got to go to work in the morning.
We had open bar. But,
Monday.
Yeah.
Ours would be December 17th.
No, the wedding was on a Monday. The reception was on Saturday.
Okay. Well played.
Hmm.
Ours would be December 17th, and I don't think we want to do anything in the winter.
No.
So, I'm thinking spring.
Okay. Yeah, ours was June. Yeah. A little hot.
Yeah.
But we get to do it outdoors without any issues.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of fun stuff planning coming up.
Yeah. Fun.
Okay.
Excited.
All right, cool. Well, we learned a lot today.
Yeah.
We learned a lot.
Maybe not a lot about Darkwing Duck, but...
No! Just personal things.
This is a very personal podcast.
Super personal show.
Yeah.
All right.
If you made it past the Darkwing Duck section, congratulations.
That was a rough hurdle there.
I'm sure we would have mentioned it after we stopped recording.
Probably.
We were like, oh, that wasn't very good.
Yeah.
We did bad at that. That was a bad
too
one.
Too bad. Maybe I'll cut that part out.
It'll just be the personal one.
Yeah, just personals.
I was like, we do the same thing on other podcasts. Like when we finished the Harry Potter one and we were cracking
ourselves
up. What
are we going to do? Let's make fun of that.
When we were cracking ourselves about that, we're like, that was hilarious. I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That didn't get a lot of people.
Yeah. It's too bad.
The ones that get the most people are when me and Brocho just yell at each other.
That's well then. How was the Halloween episode?
I don't know. I haven't checked the ratings. Yeah. I look.
Probably through the roof.
Keep walking out. All right. So next we have Mighty Ducks. And then, because of the time, are you going to come back for Rescue Rangers?
Yes.
Okay. So until next time, my name is Ryan.
And I'm Ryan.
Let's get dangerous.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV. Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits, so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds if you cancel balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. 720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Farmers Insurance knows that when you're in the car and that song comes on. No, not that one. Ah, yes, that's the one. You have no choice but to pull out your imaginary drumsticks and smash those cymbals and stomp on that kick pedal, which unfortunately is also known as the accelerator pedal. And we covered it. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.